USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Ohio man pleads guilty to federal hate crime charges in the deadly car attack at a 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. U.S. Attorney Thomas Cullen says dropping the death penalty case for James Alex Field Jr.'s plea to the other charges was a good decision.
The potential life imprisonment was an acceptable result. We also believe that it vindicated our interest in protecting the civil rights of those victims.
At the White House, the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, Fabiana Rosales, speaking through an interpreter, she says her country is in trouble.
The power crisis is very serious. Children are dying in hospitals. Children are dying because they have no food. Hospitals are in darkness.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wade Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell tells a Senate subcommittee that the Boeing 737 MAX airliners will return to service
only when the FAA's analysis of the facts and technical data indicate that it is appropriate to do so.
The planes have been grounded following a crash in October and another one earlier this month. The man accused of kidnapping a Wisconsin girl after murdering her parents pleads guilty. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
21-year-old Jake Patterson pleads guilty to kidnapping Jamie Claus and murdering her parents in court on Wednesday morning in Barron County, Wisconsin. He entered his plea after being charged with two counts of intentional homicide and a count of kidnapping and armed burglary. The murders and kidnapping happened last October. Jamie was held for nearly 3 months before she escaped on her own in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A fan who inspired so many people is being remembered at Purdue University. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Purdue University is honoring superfan Tyler Trent, who died on January 1st with a rare form of bone cancer. Trent was diagnosed with cancer in 2014 when he was in high school, and after the cancer went into remission, he enrolled at Purdue. But the cancer came back, and through all this, Trent continued to attend Purdue University. Purdue University President Mitch Daniels says now is the time to honor Tyler Trent.
The first thing that we will do is rename the E-gate, the gate that students use, the gate where Tyler was first discovered by our coach one evening, the T2 gate, and to build an arch over it, which will honor his memory forever. We hope this will be an appropriate way for generations of fans and non-fans, for that matter, to be reminded of what Tyler stood for, personified characteristics that we really want every Boilermaker in some measure to embody. That didn't seem like enough. And we have a second idea, which has been made known, and that is that a scholarship, a full tuition, room, and board scholarship be awarded each year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.